David of Basildon, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
You're in the area. Which way might you have voted? Are all UKippers like this?
No, they're not, because I'm a UKipper.
Oh, yes.
I am a UKipper. I'm a member of the party.
Yep.
I am not a racist. I'm not homophobic. In fact, I have people who are gay.
Oh, yes.
As friends. My eldest daughter also has a Chinese friend.
There we go.
So
it's incredible
no
how the world moves
people.
On, isn't it, eh?
This whole thing has been taken out, totally out of proportion.
How can you say that?
How can I say that?
Yeah.
Because it was stuff that was said several years ago, Nick. I mean, I said stuff years ago, but I stand by what I said several years ago when I had a different way of thinking? No, I wouldn't.
Maximum 2 years ago. Were you referring to homosexuals with that derogatory word 2 years ago?
No, I wasn't.
Thank
not
you.
Homosexual.
Were you referring
like
to Asian women by that other word 2 years ago?
What, being chinky?
Now, let's go easy. That's your only use of that word, and I apologise.
Okay, but what about...
So you clearly do use that word, and you must know that it's...
Let me ask you first, Nick. Would you jump on any other person if they called an American a Yank? Or a Japanese person a Jap? Or a German a Kraut?
Hang on. I would just ask you, while you might be robust enough, there are Germans who are listening who will be offended, and I have to be aware of that. Me, I hear exactly what you're saying, and because of my Swiss-Italian parentage, I've been called a lot worse, so it doesn't bother me. But I can't make a radio show just for me. So, accordingly, I have to apologise if anyone was offended. I know the point you're driving at, but respectfully, bringing down a Japanese person to a Jap and an American down to a Yank is nothing like the same as calling a homosexual that P-word or calling an Asian woman the word you've said already.
No, I wasn't talking about the homosexual side of it. I was talking about the side of the term for the Chinese person.
It's nothing
That's
like the same.
Referring to on that.
You know it's derogatory. You know it is derogatory.
Term, and I don't condone it. By all means, I don't condone what Kerry said.
Right. So this is the truth of UKIP, isn't it? And as we get closer to the...
No, it's not. It's totally not the truth of UKIP. These were said 2 years ago. He was on... As he has said, he was under a lot of stress at the time.
Oh, mate, we're all under stress.
What's
this under stress?
Pain relief. At the time. High dosage of pain relief at
what,
the time.
What, so that big makes you a racist, does it?
Not even known what day of the week it was.
Hello? So morphine makes you racist, does it?
No, it doesn't make you racist, but every morphine and high dosages of pain relief can affect people, different people, in different ways.
Right. Right. But if anything, it's going to sedate you. It's going to make you less likely to be confrontational,
exactly.
I would argue.
So,
what is this guy like normally without the drugs?
He's totally not like that at
well,
all.
Well, he totally is like that,
years.
And also there was a fair amount of effing and blinding in that.
I have known him, made a racist comment.
How well do you know him?
I know him. I ran for the party 4 years ago. To become a local councillor. So I have known him. I joined the party 4 years ago, and it was him that got me into the party.
Right. Have you spoken to him since this story broke?
I haven't actually spoke to him since this story broke. No, I haven't.
And how would you...
I will be.
How do you depict him? What would you say he is? What sort of fellow is he?
Kerry is an outspoken person. He's a person who loves his country. He's a person who believes in his country. He wants... What he wants is to get rid of the EU rule over this country. The way the EU rule this country with all the laws and the rubbish that they put onto this country, that's what he wants rid of. He wants his country back to the way it was before we were in the EU.
All right.